episode 2537, Start Taking Chances.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy BD, I hope you're ready for an extraordinary week. I hope you're ready for something exciting to happen in your life, because a brand new year is around the corner. And no, you don't have to think New Year's resolutions. What you have to start thinking of is start taking chances. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. So I have a question for you. How do you go from standing still to living your dreams? You got to start taking chances. It's in the middle where you will become clear as to what's next. The wait time is over. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Now, I know this may seem easy at first. You're like, waiting, you know, you're supposed to wait. And then you say, no, you're supposed to take chances. But if this was really easy, then it really wouldn't be a challenge and more dreams would come true. But unfortunately, many dreams are never realized. So what's holding you back? A new year is around the corner. You've got dreams. You had dreams for this year. How many of those dreams came true? Be honest. Now, the second question is, of those dreams that did not come true, how many of them were circumstantial? Meaning that it was situational, where there was no way you could do it. Okay, maybe a blink. The rest of them, honest truth here, be real with yourself. How many of those dreams were just because you had an excuse attached to them? The next step was, well, I don't know. I'm not ready. I need this course. I need to go do this. I need to go back to school. I need to make time in my schedule. Well, I don't have time. My kids are too young. They need mommy. Well, my kids are too old and they still need me. We attach so many excuses to our dreams that we even forget what our dreams are because we're living everybody else's. So what is holding you back? What is the excuse you are declaring that's keeping you chained to simple existence? That's kind of a sucker punch question, but I want it to be. I've had that asked of me, by me, and I've wrestled with it because I'm like, what do I really want? I'm not getting any younger, and not all my dreams are coming true, or at least not as fast as I would like them to come true. Some of them, yes, are circumstantial. Things happen, and I've had to make some shifts. Fine, you pivot, but then what happens after that pivot? Do you figure out how to fit your dreams into the new pivot? Or do you say, you know what? These are my dreams. Now, how am I going to pivot to my dreams again? Because when you dream, you are alive. So start taking chances. That is your kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Start taking chances. You have to be willing to create your now. No one else can do it for you. Not your husband, not your kids, not your next door neighbor, not the city, not your church, only you. You have got to create your now. And too many days are spent living in the dark, putting up with the comfortableness of mediocrity. You're just living. You're just existing. And yeah, maybe there are times for that, but that's not just existing. That's being intentional, saying, you know what? I'm taking a day off and I'm not going to do anything. The dishes are going to stay dirty in the sink. We're going to eat nothing but leftovers. We're just going to enjoy some downtime. I'm not planning anything. Nothing's on my schedule. I'm just going to be, because I need to be. Okay, that's being intentional. Now, the other part of, well, I'm just here to be here. Yeah, that is not living. That's mediocrity. And sometimes we get so comfortable with it because, well, we're past high school. We've gotten our college education, or we've gotten to the point where, even if you don't have a college education, you've gotten to the point where you're like, I've arrived and this is all the further I need to go. Yet there's this little temptation, this little tingly feeling still within you saying, but I want that. You need to continue the journey of discovery by making your dreams a reality. And this is going to evolve over time, so don't add unnecessary pressure to yourself, but do start taking chances. And what does that look like? Number one, dive into the fear. This is where you ignore what you don't know and do what you do know. No more excuses, no more waiting. You take aim. Action ignites motivation. You do the next thing. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. What is that? Well, it depends on your dream. If you're going to write a book, well, my first question to you would be, are you writing? And I'm not saying literally writing the book, but are you writing? You need to be writing every day. And if you're not, maybe you start with 50 words. Just take out a notebook, a simple notebook that you would buy for your kids when they go to school and write a page a day. Do that for a week. Then take the next week and you write 2 pages. Then pretty soon you're going to be able to average out approximately how many words you're writing on a page. So you're aiming for 500 words a day. Then guess what? Then you can say, okay, what do I really want to talk about in my book? What is that going to look like? And you can start writing as things come to you. Not editing. Did I say anything about editing? I didn't say go back and try and read your stuff. No, I'm just saying write. Free flow. Don't worry about grammatical errors. Don't worry about word choices. Don't worry about long sentences. Where a paragraph supposed to be? Commas, semicolons, all of that. No, that all goes to the wayside. You're going to write your thoughts and that's all you do. But guess what? You don't have time right now in your schedule. So how are you going to make it happen? Oh, well, I'm just too tired. I can't do it. You know what? If it's your dream, you find a way. If you really want it, you will find a way. You make a way. But you have to dive into the fear. And that fear may mean, maybe I have to go to bed 20 minutes earlier so I can get up 20 minutes earlier in my day. So, right, you go to bed earlier so you can get up earlier and you write before anybody else gets up. And you're probably like, well, I've tried that and I've only gotten like 15 words. I draw a blank. Well, how many days in a row did you do that? 2 days? Or did you only do it one day and you quit the second day because you're like, well, only got 10 words, so I'm done. It's not going to work. This is not for me. Excuse after excuse after excuse. You've got to dive into the fear. You can't let anything hold you back. And the fear comes from not knowing. So that's why you do what you do know. You can write, so go and write. Number two, dance with your opportunities. See what is possible before it even comes to life. So if maybe you're teasing the idea of joining a network marketing company. And you're like, well, I really would like to be a consultant with this company. Great. What does that look like? Well, start dancing with the opportunity. Start with someone who is in the company. Start asking questions. What does it look like? Ask some hard questions. How much do you work at getting where you are today? And for you personally, in your circumstances, is it going to be worth that effort? Because work is hard. But getting to where you want to go, that's the question mark. That's the blank that has to be filled in. So dance with the opportunities. Play with it a little bit. Write out the pros and the cons. Take it down to simplistic thought processes. Don't make it so complicated. And when it does grace your door, jump into action. But you only can do that when you're dancing. It's hard to direct a car that's still, but you can direct a moving vehicle. So that's when you got to be willing to jump into action. And that comes with preparation. That comes with research. Dive into the fear. Dance with your opportunities. And number three, do all things you. No matter who or what is happening around you, put your own twist on life. This isn't about what your neighbor's doing. This isn't about what your community is doing, what your girlfriend's doing, what your best friend's niece is doing. This is about living your life and making your dreams a reality. You have talents and gifts to share. There's no holding back when you do all things you. And are you going to do it perfectly? No. And guess what? Be okay with that. Be okay with falling. Be okay with not knowing and discovering. Because when you do all things you, you can't fail. Wait, let me say that again to you. When you do all things you, you cannot fail. You're only climbing the success ladder. So this is how you can ignite your everyday and allow your dreams to sizzle instead of simmer. So I got a challenge for you. What can you cook up for today? Can you try a new recipe in your everyday? Add a spice that will make everything nice? What is it within your dream? So first name your dream. And then take that dream and say, okay, what is one simple step? Just one. I mean, you know, if you want to write a book, it's not like, okay, I want to write a book and then you go out and find a publisher. Nope, that's not the order it goes in. You got to start writing. You've got to be able to be prolific before you even go and get a publisher. You got to be willing to put in that time. So then when you prepare the manuscript, you prepare the book proposal, you already have a lot of the other work done and you feel confident in who you are. And understand, it may not exactly be the book, but you'll be ready because you'll be able to jump right into the fear and you'll be able to say, you know what? I got this because it's my dream and I get to live it. No one else has to dictate what I do. I get to go out and impact the world that I touch with my gifts and talents. So what can you cook up for today? Come on, you've got a recipe. What is it? Add a spice that will make everything nice. Go out today, be present, be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed week and Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.